Well, what do they mean when they say it's a choice? This is one of those places where the orientation-activity distinction actually comes in handy. They might mean that homosexual orientation is a choice, having those feelings. And if that's what they mean, that just seems false. How many of you choose your sexual feelings? Ask yourself whether you have ever been attracted to somebody that you wish you were not attracted to. Maybe the person was already involved with somebody else. Maybe you were already involved with somebody else. Maybe the person just couldn't stand you. We've all had these kinds of experiences where we have these feelings, we wish we could get rid of them, we can't. Or the other side sometimes happens where we don't really have the feelings and we wish we could. You know, so-and-so is so nice, we have great conversations, but the spark's just not there. I mean, we don't have that kind of direct control over our feelings. But if we don't have that kind of direct control over our feelings for particular individuals, why would anyone think that we would have that sort of control over our feelings toward men in general or women in general? And why would anyone choose to be gay in a society that stigmatizes homosexuality? It just doesn't stand to reason. So then, the other possibility when they say it's a choice is that they mean the activity is chosen. And if that's what they mean, there's only one appropriate response. Duh, yeah. It's a technical philosophical term, you can write that down. Yeah, the activity is chosen. You don't just sort of wake up and find yourself, oh, I'm living with this person, how interesting. No, you make choices. But that doesn't say anything about whether it's a good choice or a bad choice, a natural choice or an unnatural choice in the relevant sense. Think of this by way of analogy. I am probably naturally right-handed in the sense that I've just been discussing. I've always written with my right hand. Everyone in my family writes right-handed. But if I were to pick up a pen and start writing with my left hand, you wouldn't say, unnatural, sinner. There was a time in history when people would have said that. People were burned at the stake for writing with their left hand. We think that's crazy, but it has nothing to do with whether left-handedness is something genetically determined or something learned in early childhood or something that I just do for some reason because I think it might be fulfilling to me. The scientific debates are not going to settle the moral debates. So what else might we mean when we talk about unnatural? Well, maybe people are grasping at this kind of natural law tradition that goes back to Aristotle and St. Thomas Aquinas. The idea is something like the following. All of our organs have certain natural purposes. Our eyes are for seeing, our ears are for hearing, our genitals are for procreating. And to use your organ for some purpose other than its natural purpose is unnatural and therefore wrong.